All right, we're back, and we're giving Lou Ciccatelli, the Revere football coach, the business. I guess he was out. Anyway, welcome back, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coach, we just talked with Winthrop football coach Sean Driscoll, and what we were doing was sort of looking back over how quickly the time has gone this year in particular from August to Thanksgiving. It seems just like yesterday we were talking for the first time. It was hot outside. You guys were doing double sessions and so on. And here we are at Thanksgiving week. And do you have a chance to reflect on that at this time of year, Lou? Does it kind of hit you?
Oh, without question. It's funny. We were talking about it today. You know, the cold weather coming in and whatnot. And, it feels like it flew by this year. And I think for us, you know, the fact that we're playing pretty good football down the stretch, it always makes things better and things kind of go a little bit faster, it seems. But, it came quick.
So now you have a chance on another winning record is if you win on Thursday. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. 6-5 would be very nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, before we talk a little bit about Winthrop, let's reflect on your team. The most recent game you had was a tough loss. Was it to Lynn? Where am I?
We beat Lynn English.
Lynn English, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And Westford Academy. We talked after the Westford game. That must have been huge. So you've got a couple of big wins there in a row.
Yeah, like I said, we're playing really good football down the stretch. So 5 out of the last 6, we started off a little shaky, but we picked it right up. And, yeah, we had a big win last week over a very good Lynn English football team. Another thriller where with 55 seconds left, drove 70 yards and kicked a field goal, a walk-off field goal to win the game. And it was a big win for our program, big win.
Lou, you know, you got your standard guys who have been, doing it for you, as seniors, as captains, and, your veterans. Have you got somebody on the team, one or two guys, and you can mention the names or not, but, who maybe have, they've risen above a little bit above where you expected them to be and have really contributed to get you guys in this good streak?
Yeah, but I'll correct a couple of sophomores. Frank Sims, my starting center and starting defensive tackle. He's been great this year on both sides of the ball. And batter Howe, my kicker and my safety. Batter has been, we call him Batter Ice. He has been fantastic in the kicking game this year. As a sophomore, he won us basically 2 games on his foot. So those two, you don't hear too much about them, but they play real, real good football for us, and they're a big part of our success this year.
It's funny you should mention a sophomore center, because I know that in the pros they always mention the responsibility of the center. What's the responsibility of the center in high school, Lou? Does he have a lot?
He does. For our offense, he does too. Yep. I mean, he's got to know when blitzes are coming. He's got to know when to help out and check off on plays. And he's a pretty bright kid. But I think more than anything, he's an athlete, and he's tough as nails. And he's a big kid. He's a kid who put some time in as a freshman in the weight room, and I think that paid off. He got a lot stronger, and he's a kid we're looking for big things in the future. He's a big part of our offense, without question.
You got some guys looking at schools next year, maybe not necessarily to play football, but going off to college. Any names come to mind?
Yeah, right now it's kind of up in the air. I do have Anthony DeStefano, my captain. He's looking at Curry. Victor Rivera and Oscar Lopez are also looking at either Framingham State. Plymouth State is a possibility. Those three are kind of... we've only got about 7 seniors, but those are the three that are kind of looking to go on and play at the next level.
Okay, we just talked, as I was saying, we were just talking with Coach Driscoll, and I guess he got pretty banged up against St. Mary's. The team got pretty banged up, but they're low in numbers always. However, it is Winthrop, so what do you expect from these guys?
They'll be better for us, I can tell you that. they'll most certainly, they're a tough bunch. And like I said, I know that they'll be healed and ready to go for the Revere game. It's the biggest game of the year. I'm sure Coach Driscoll said the same thing. And, you throw the records out. Doesn't matter that we're going for a winning season. It doesn't matter where they are right now. It's going to be a close game. It is every year. And hopefully we're on top this year.
Coach, with the time between your final game and the Thanksgiving Day game, you know, you mentioned you guys were reflecting. Do you do that? You know, Sean said he was talking to some coaches and they were talking about some of these things. Do you sit down and talk with your coaches and begin the review process during this particular week to get started for your postseason analysis of how this season went? Or is it still more focused on getting the kids ready for Thanksgiving?
I think a little bit of both, Tim. I think for sure you definitely do talk about the season. There were a couple of games that we lost by a total of 5 points early on, and you know, hopefully 6-5 could have easily been possibly 9-2. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we talk about. There were a lot of things that we wish we could have fixed early on in the season, and without question, you know, you definitely can't overlook Thanksgiving. I mean, in Massachusetts, there's nothing like a Thanksgiving Day rivalry. And you know what? You could be 0-10 and win that Thanksgiving Day game. And honestly, it's the only thing that people care about, the kids care about. And it doesn't get any bigger than that in Massachusetts on Thanksgiving.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Coach. I spent 1 year in Gloucester. I went to high school in Texas, but my senior year was at Gloucester High School, and they were just opening up, renewing the rivalry with Danvers, and Gloucester was winless, and they won that game, and you are correct. That was the Super Bowl for us.
It's the truth. And what it does, too, is it, you know, there's nothing like winning that last game because it propels you into next year. The kids are excited to get back in the weight room in a few weeks, and it's a big game. It's a big game, and it's something that I'll tell you, we're very, very focused this year. We lost a tough game last year to Winthrop, and I know the guys are real hungry and want to get a win.
Do you guys have a trophy you pass back and forth to the winner?
We do, yep, and they got it. We want it back.
I understand that. Well, Coach, I'm asking the coaches. Most of the coaches, they have their Thanksgiving dinner at home. What about the Chickatellis?
Yeah, this year the Chickatellis are hosting at home. I'll have my my in-laws, my brother-in-law, everybody will be here. Unfortunately, my son, he's a resident up at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. It's the first Thanksgiving he's not going to be home this year.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, a little bit bummed out about that. But everyone else will be here.
That's tough.
And Mrs. Chick will be cooking, I'm sure.
Awesome. Lou, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this, and I wish you the best of luck, and we will talk again very soon.
Hey, you guys are the best, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving,
Coach. Same back at you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
That is Coach Lou Chickatelli and...